This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. Welcome everyone, we're continuing in Meseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Zayin Amad Aleph. Actually, Zayin Amad Aleph is, there's some very nice Lamda Shepakets. The Gemara had a Shaila, Yesh Yad Lepeya or Ein Yad Lepeya. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, Rav Papa Shaila was, that do we say that since Peya is compared to Karbanos, so there's a din of Yad by Karbanos, so there's a din of Yad for Peya? Or maybe it's only Iskash Lagabe Baal Ta'acher. So the Ran is bothered. What do you mean it's only Iskash Lagabe Baal Ta'acher? Rule number one of Hekish is Ein Hekish Lemechza. A Hekish is a Hekish for everything. So the Ran says that Peya is never stated explicitly. So even when it's compared to Karbanos, it never says Peya explicitly. So therefore, maybe the Hekish is only a partial Hekish. So Gemara asks, Vehecha Iskash, where exactly is Peya compared to Karbanos? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, it's a Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Chav Gil, Pasuk Chav Beis. It says, Ki Sidar Neder LaShem Leikecha, Leisa'acher LaShamay, Ki Doresh Yidrushenu HaShem Leikecha, Mei Imach. Now, if you remember, we darshan from Ki Doresh Yidrushenu. Who remembers? We darshan from Kiddush Yidrashenu is Chatois V'Ashamois. So that's talking about Karbanois. And then Me'imach is that Leket Shekhol Peya. So there's a Hekish between Karbanois and Peya. Or do we say, well, it doesn't say Peya explicitly, so maybe the Hekish is only a partial Hekish. Now the Gemara is a Shaila. Yesh Yad L'Tztaka, Ein Yad L'Tztaka. Is there a Yad for Tzedakah or not? It's interesting to me. Why doesn't the Gemara have a Girsa by Rav Papa? The Gemara just says, Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah or not. In the Hagos V'Tziyunim, he says, the Piskei Arash has a Girsa by Rava. Rava has a Shaila. Not Rav Papa, Rava. The Ramban and the Ritter and Mukhe Yosef have the Girsa Boira Papa. Yesh Yad L'Tztaka or Yein Yad L'Tztaka. Now, really the million-dollar question is, what do you mean Yesh Yad L'Tztaka? If somebody says in their mind, I am going to give $1 million to Yeshiva Rabbeinu Minchas Pinchas, they have to do it. So why do you need Yadah? So there are no Yadahs. You committed in your mind to give the Tzedakah. Okay? Now, in yeshiva, maybe we'll have this in the answer. The question is, what level of commitment is a commitment? Like, everybody has a fleeting thought, oh, I wish I gave $1 million to, now you're, you know, do you have to, if I'm not mistaken, the Rosh Yeshiva had an idea, you have to say the words in your mind. I am, in your mind, you have to be maharher, I am going, not like the idea, you didn't, not like the idea was in your mind. So, no, but, the Tzedakah is like Karbanos. In other words, you're liable to keep the decision of your mind. So why do we care if there are yadois for Tzedakah or not? I believe that's a famous kasha, the Karen Oira. Maybe we'll do that in the Eon Shir. And one of the answers is, you're right, if you commit to do something in your mind, you're committed to it. But once you choose to say it, so now you're choosing the Dibur track, and the Dibur track will only work if you're expressing it. And the expression is only valid if there's a concept of Yadois. So, Yesh Yad L'Tztaka, Ein Yad L'Tztaka. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ilei Mida Amar Hadin Zuzul Tztaka. If it's where you say this Zuz goes to Tztaka V'Hadin Nami, and this also Hahut Tztaka Atzmahi, that is, in essence, saying this will be for Tztaka. Ela Kugain De Amar, but rather, for example, where you said, Hadin, this, V'loy Amar Nami, and you didn't say also. Mai, what? Hadin Nami Tzedakah Kamar? This also should be for Tzedakah? Oidilma, Mai V'Hadin, what does it mean V'Hadin? L'Nafkus of Alma. This should be for Tzedakah, and that should be for my personal expenses. V'Dibur Hu Delayaske. And he just did not complete his words. Mi Amrina, do we say, Kivan de Iskash Lekarbanois, since Tzedakah is compared to Karbanos, where is Tzedakah compared to Karbanos? Well, in the same Inyan in Devarim, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Moitza Sefasecha Tishmar Ve'asisa Ka'asher Nadarta L'Hashem Lekecha Nidava Asher Dibarta Beficha. So Beficha is Tzedakah. So Tzedakah is mentioned in the same context as Karbanos. Kivan the iskish the karbanos tchsiv beficha zut tzedaka ma karbanos yesh lahem yad, just like karbanos have a yad af stuck yesh la yad aydilma, or maybe lebalta acherhu the iskish tzedaka is only compared to karbanos legabe bal ta'achar. Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran begins on that vav amid beis. Oydilma ki mai vahadein lenafkus ba'almakamar. The afa gav the yad moichiach hava. Even though the yad by tzedakah is the yad moichiach, v'chikamar vahadein letzedakah kamar. And when you say vahadein, in all probability you mean for tzedakah. Dilma ain yad klal. Maybe the whole concept of yadois is not, does not apply for tzedakah. V'afilu moichiach, even if it's a yad moichiach. Oydilma, or maybe ki iskash lebal ta'acher hu de iskash. It's only compared for bal ta'acher. V'lo yamrina, and we don't say ain hekish lemechza. We don't say there's no hekish partially. Tzedakah nami lo k'siva behedya. Just like peyah, tzedakah also doesn't say explicitly. Umidrasha asya, it's learned out of a drasha. Okay. Now, next case. Yesh yad lehefker. Is there other yaders for hefker? Oydilma ein yad lehefker. So Gemara says, what's the shaila? Hainu tzedakah. That's tzedakah. Im timtzoloi mar kamar. What we mean to say is, if you're going to take one side by tzedakah, we'll have a shaila. Im timtzoloi mar yesh yad letzedakah. If you're going to say there are yaders for tzedakah, de ein hekish lemechza, because we're not going to make a hekish halfway. Hefker, hefker, mi amrina, do we say hainu tzedakah, that's tzedakah, or maybe shani tzedakah, tzedakah is different, tzedakah lehavi ala laniyam, tzedakah is only for the poor, aval hefker is bein laniyam, bein laashiram. Says the Ran, im tim tzolaymer yesh yad letzedakah, mishum dekivin de iskash, if you're going to take the tzad, that there is yadus for tzedakah, because since it's iskash, lekarbanos afagav zol ksiva behedya, even though it doesn't say tzedakah explicitly, ain hekish lemechza. What about hefker? Hefker mai mi amrinan haynu tzedakah oylai vaha. Says the Ran, what about shvuos? Why don't we have a shaila whether yesh yad leshvuos or not? The answer is there's no shaila. It's pashut ain yad. It's pashut yesh yad leshvuos because Shvuah is explicitly compared to Nadarim, and since Yesh Yad l'Nadarim, definitely Yesh Yad l'Shvuos. Says Aran b'Haidulein Masafkalan, Yesh Yad l'Shvuah Eloi Mishem Debhedya Iskash. Shvuos are explicitly compared. Ki Yidar Neder Ohi Shava Shvuah. B'Haynu D'Tanan. This is what it means later on Daf Tes. Kenidrei Rishaim Nadar B'Nazir B'Karban U'V'Shvuah Alma Yesh Yad l'Shvuah. One final question by Ravina. Now, by the way, this Imtim Tzolaymer is very telling, because we know the Shita of the Rambam is that whenever you have multiple Shailas in the Gemara that the Gemara ends off, Teku, which the Gemara here is going to end off, Tiboile is basically the same thing as Teku, Tosva says. So the Rambam, his approach is that, you know, Safek Dairaisa L'Chumra. However, if a second Shaila is Im Tim Tzolaymer, you take the following Tzad of the first Shaila, the Rambam will always paskin like the Im Tim Tzolaymer. So the way the Rambam will look like the Sugya is, since we say Im Tim Tzolaymer Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah, the Rambam therefore paskins Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah. Now the question is, what is going to be about Yesh Yad L'Peah? Well, Peah might be Dairaisa, so, or do we say no? It's a money, and Hamoytzim Echaver of Haraya. So there's a very interesting Ran here about what the halach is the Maisa, but first let's see the Beis HaKisei case. Boy, Ravina. Ravina had the following shaila. Yesh yad lebeis hakisei oilei. We know the halacha is that you're not to say dvarm shebekedusha on a beis hakisei. But in order for something to be a beis hakisei, it has to be a bathroom. What if it's only designated as a bathroom? Is that considered a creation of a bathroom? Yesh yad lebeis hakisei oilei. Hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilema, if you're going to say the case is the amar, Hadain beis halahava beis hakisei. Let's say you say this house should be a bathroom. V'hadin nami, and this one also. Hahi beis hakisei nami hava. Then that's saying this one should also be a beis hakisei. Like we've said throughout the Gemara, when you said v'hadin nami, that means you don't need yadais. That's what you're saying. Ela kugain de amar v'hadin. You just say and this. V'lay amar nami. Mai, what do you mean? Hadin, mai hadin de amar. What is the hadin that you say? V'hadin nami basically. You say this one should also be a bathroom. Mai duma, mai v'hadin letashmisha ba'alma kamar. You say this should be a bathroom and this should be the laundry room. This should be a usage room. Now, the Gemara says, wait a second. If we have a shiloh, whether they're yadois for a beis hakisei, that means if you're mazmin a bathroom, it would have to be a bathroom. The only question is your statement a designation? But that means it presupposes that if you designate a bathroom, it will have the status of a bathroom. Says Gemara, Meklal de pshita leila Ravina. From here, we can infer that Ravina holds. Diyesh zim in the beis hakisei, there is designation for a bathroom. But how could that be? V'hami boy leila Ravina. Ravina had a question about his mino le beis hakisei. If you designate something for a bathroom, mahu, what's the din? His mino le beis hamerchatz mahu. If you designate something for a bathhouse, what's the din? Ravina was not sure about that. Zimun mayal, ayin zimun mayal. Does designation help or not? So how could Ravina have a shaila whether yadais work by a bathroom? But Ravina had a question whether even designation works to begin with. So the Gemara says, Ravina chada migu chada kamibayi. Ravina had a question, one in another. Migu chada, within another. Meaning, within the tzad that yesh zimun, we have a question, are there yadais or not? Zimun mayal ayin, zimun mayal, does designation help? Im timtsalayma, yesh zimun, then yesh yad ayin yad, tibayil, yesh zimun, then yesh yad ayin yad, are there yadais or not? And the Gemara concludes, tibayil, Tosa says, perish kamay teku. It means, tibayil is teku. Why doesn't the Gemara say teku? Tosfos says a very interesting principle. Lashon nedarim mishuna. The language of Masechta Nedarim is different than any other Masechta. Maybe because, like we learned in the intro to Nedarim, it's from the Shar Nun, you know, so they use different terminology over here. But I don't know why, but it's different. Okay, now we're going to do, even though this is not a registered run, this run, we don't have to do this run. But I want to tell you chiddush. Even though we don't have to do this ran, we're still going to do the ran. Okay? Just pointing that out. This ran is how we paskin. It's geshmak ran. It's on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9th line from the top. Ule'inyan halacha. All these shailas. Yesh yad l'kedushin. Yesh yad l'peya. Yesh yad l'tztaka. Yesh yad l'hefker. Yesh yad l'beis hakisei. How do we paskin about all these things? The Gemara concluded, teiku. What's the halach l'maisa? So l'gabi kedushin, n'ketina l'chumra, g'no l'chumra, d'yesh yad. D'kivan d'boi lo yafshita. Since it's a question that has not been given a decisive answer, havala sveika d'oiraisa and l'chumra. Fine, that's simple enough. What about uvepeya vitstaka, kas of harajba, peya and staka nami azlin lechumra? Why? Kivan de sulku beteku. We ended off with a teku. Vechen kas of ramban behil chaysav. De boyin ditstaka loy ifshita behedya. The shaila of tstaka has not been deciphered. Vesugyun diyeshad litstaka. And the sugya holds yesh yad letzedaka, v'kaimala nami dechol teiku de isur lechamra. And we hold that whenever there's a teiku of isur, we go lechamra. What does the Ramban mean? Sugya on yesh yad. It's because the Gemara says, "Im tim tsaloyma yesh yad letzaka." V'zeh efsher hu al derech Rambam. This is possibly in the vein of the Rambam. Shapoisik b'chol makom like the im tim tsaloyma. But here's the million-dollar question: what does the Ramban mean? We paskin every teiku of iser is l'chumra. The Rashi also holds that way. Would you say peya and tzedakah is teiku de isura? Isn't it teiku de mamayna? Do I have to give tzedakah? Do I have to give the ani peya? Do I have to give this person hefker? That's not isur. That's mamayn. Why can't I say hamoytze mechaber avaraya? And the Ramban brings araya from safek matnais aniyim, where the Gemara says, that's not Safek Isser, that's Safek Mamoin, and we say, I'm a Tzmech of Araya. And the Ran brings many other Rayas. For example, on the third white line, where the Gemara talks about a baker taking off Maiser Risha, Maiser Ani, and the Gemara applies over there, Hamot Tzmech of Araya. That, and the Gemara assumes, therefore, that when you're not sure if you have to give matnas aniyim or matnas levim, that's sveika de mamayna. We say amas mechabraya. That's not sveika de yisura. Therefore, the Ran's conclusion is elavade. I'm on the sixth line, wide line. Elavade sveika de mamayn aniyim loy mikri sveika de isura ela sveika de mamayna ulakula ulafikach ani mischaver b'devrem. I argue on the Ramban on the Rashba. Safek tzedakah, safek hefker. I'm sorry, safek tzedakah, safek peya. You don't have to give it. And by hefker, that's for sure sveika de mamayna. And beis hakisei is only midrabanan, so sovik drabanan lakula. Okay? So basically, by kedushin, everyone says sovik deraisa lechumra. By hefker and beis hakisei, everyone says sovik drabanan lakula. By peya and tzedakah, the Ramban and the Rashba say that sovik isura and therefore lechumra, and the Ran says it's sovik mamoina and lakula. Maybe that will be something we discuss in the Eon Share. Right? How do you define sovik tzedakah? Is it sovik isur and you have to give it? Or is it suffering mamain and you say burden of proof is on the recipient? Let's do a little further. The Mishnah says that if you say, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Halakha Mishnah said that Madrani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Merchukani Mimcha, Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach, Rabbi Kiva was Choychech Lahachmer. He was Machmer. Says Gemara, Menuda Anilach. Amar Abaye Moida Rabbi Akiva L'inyan Malkus. Rabbi Akiva would agree that for lashes she'enay loike, you don't get Malkus. Just because Rabbi Akiva was choychech lahachmer, he was machmer as a chumra, but not to give lashes. De'im kain, otherwise, if he held that you get lashes, nisne he should have taught Rabbi Akiva machmer. So rather, Rabbi Akiva is not machmer, but rather Amra Papa binadina minach de kolyam lepligid de aser. If you say nadina minach, which is definitely a lashon of neder, that would for sure be aser. Mishamtana minach. If you say a lashon of shamta, then I'm putting you in cherem lekolyam ashari. When do they argue? But my pligi b'menuda anilach. Rabbi Kiva says it's a lashon of neder, and the Rabbanan say it's a lashon of shamta. Says the Ran, Menuda Anilach Rabbi Kiva Choychech Bazel Hachmer. Choychech is Ka'adam Shu Mesupik B'Davar. It's like a guy who is in doubt. Umeschachech Ba'atzmai. And he's like scratching. He can't come to a definitive conclusion. So choichech is like he's scratching, like he's not sure. Inami meloshon chech, meloshon a palate. Kolomer shohi matim lechikoi lahachmer. He would, he's like tasting his palate to be machmer. But Rabbi Akiva's moida le'inyan malchus, so you don't get malchus. To hamasafkale, he's mesupik shohi machmer. He's mesupik because he was machmer. V'loy shohi hadavar barolai. It was not clear. Umiyu shaminan. From here we learn that you could get if that yadois could be mechayiv you malchus. The yadois nami lemalchus is rabbi. That the chiddush of yadois would work even legabe malchus. The iloi my moida Rabbi Akiva pshita. What does it mean? Rabbi Akiva would be moida. He's moida that le'inyan malchus you don't get malchus. Of course not. You can't be chayiv malchus through yadois. It must be you could be chayiv through yadois. Just Rabbi Akiva is not sure. Nadina minach de kuleyama aser kuleymar aser veloike. Nadina minach is for sure malchus. But again, that's miyodavka b'da amar shani oichalach. If you finish shani oichalach, like Shmuel said earlier on Daf Da'anam at Beis, by mefreshani merchukani, ad shiyomar shani oichalach. So nadina nami de chavasayu shuloshen harchaka. You have to be able to say shani oichalach. Mishamtina minach to kolyam ashari. If you say mishamtina, everyone says it's mutter. Dafilu amar shani oichalach. Even if you finish off shani oichalach, isur namilaka. There would be no isur, because mishamtina minach is ein zel lashon neder. That's not a lashon of neder. Ela lashon shamta. It's a lashon of excommunication, and an excommunication is not going to aser the food. Vahinu nami dibe uvda dahu gavra, and that this is similar. Similarly found in the story you will see on Amud Beis about a guy, the Amar Mishamtina Minichsi, I am in Cherem from my Nechasim, Aminon Upligid Rav Chizda. That this halacha, that it doesn't create any Isser, argues on Rav Chizda, Afagav de Minichsi, have a Mechiach, Ki'ilu Amar Sha'ani Oichalach. When do they argue? B'menuda anilach. Kalaymer v'amar nami shani oichalach. So again, if you say nadina, that's definitely lashon neder. If you say mishamtina, that's definitely not a lashon neder. What about menuda? V'amar menuda anila menuda shani oichalach. V'amar nami shani oichalach. The ha'ilishna de menuda mashma hachi mashma hachi. It's mashma both neder and shamta. Rabbi Kiva Sarah Lishna Dinaduyahu. Kalaima Sha'af Hu Lashon Richak Vehevda. Rabbi Kiva presumes it's a Lashon of distancing yourself. Like Mefrushani, Merchukani, Kidimitargaminon, Vehadava, Benidasa, Vesayava Sarber Chuke, Hilkach Asar. But the Rabbanon hold it's Lashon B'nei Adam. Just to say menuda on nidoy. So they argue about menuda. Rabbi Kiva says it's a lashon of neduya, a lashon of neder, and the chachamim say it's a lashon of shamta. But they argue only in this case. They don't argue about niduya. Nadina, that's definitely neder. And they don't argue about Mishamtana, that's definitely not neder. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Tomorrow, hopefully, Bez Hashem, same time, 9:15. Okay, see everybody tomorrow. Hatzlacha Rabbah. Okay, Kol Tov. Good night, good night.
Recording stopped.
Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.